This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. It's been announced a special envoy for Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the inauguration ceremony of Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. Wang Jiarui, Vice Chair of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, to attend the ceremony scheduled for Tuesday in Nairobi. Kenyatta set to be inaugurated following a ruling by Kenya's Supreme Court, which has upheld his re-election in the repeat presidential vote held last month. The same court nullifying the August presidential election over irregularities, ordering the new vote, which was boycotted by the country's main opposition. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling for more to be done to advance the so-called toilet revolution in the country. Launched in 2014 by the National Tourism Administration, the campaign meant to build 33,000 new restrooms across the nation, as well as renovate 24,000 existing public toilets before the end of this year. Describing it as a priority for the countryside, Xi Jinping calling on the tourism sector to speed up the construction of more public facilities, as well as improve services. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates being elected to one of China's top think tanks as an official academic in the field of engineering. He's among 18 new foreign academics who've been elected to the Chinese Academy of Engineering. He's been nominated for his work with TerraPower, a nuclear innovation company he helped establish back in 2008. Company currently working with the China National Nuclear Corporation in the construction of a new reactor in Fujian. Construction of that new reactor set to start next year, with the scheduled completion set for 2025. Police in Zhejiang have ruled out human factors in a deadly explosion which took place on Sunday morning. The blast at the site of a demolished factory in the port city of Ningbo, leaving at least two people dead and 19 others injured. Two others are still unaccounted for. Police still trying to find out what caused the explosion. Previous reports have suggested the blast was connected to a septic tank and did not involve a pipeline. However, those reports have not been verified. Latest figures suggesting China's major industrial firms seeing stronger profit growth through the first 10 months of this year. Companies with annual revenues of more than 20 million yuan reporting combined profits of 6.25 trillion yuan. This represents a 23.3% increase during the same period last year. This growth marks an increase from the 22.8% seen through the first three quarters. Over half the profit increases coming from the coal mining, energy, and petrochemical sectors. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang arriving in Hungary for an official visit to the country, as well as the sixth meeting of the heads of government of China and 16 Central and Eastern European countries. Leaders of the 17 countries expected to draw a new cooperation blueprint for the 16+1 grouping 5 years after it was launched. Upon his arrival, the Premier saying the 16+1 cooperation group has not only boosted the development of the member nations, but has also promoted a balanced development for Europe. Following his stay in Budapest, Premier Li Keqiang going to attend the 16th meeting of the Council of Heads of Government for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the Russian city of Sochi. Municipal authorities in Beijing ordering every kindergarten in the city to be staffed with an educational inspector who will be responsible for oversight of the operations. The move comes after allegations of child abuse at a Chaoyang District kindergarten under the New York-listed RYB Education Group stirred nationwide outrage. The Beijing Municipal Education Commission also ordering all districts to establish databases based on inspections on the kindergarten's facility, safety, sanitation, faculty, and management. In the latest development to boost the internet industry, China now planning to put the Internet Protocol version 6 into large-scale use by the end of 2018. An action plan being issued by the General Offices of the Communist Party of China Central Committee as well as the State Council. The goal is to have 200 million active users of IPv6 to start with, while the number will be increased to 500 million by 2020. The UN World Food Program welcoming China's $1 million worth of food aid to Afghan and Iraqi refugees residing in Iran. The Chinese contribution will also help promote education for refugee girls in Iran. The food aid part of the implementation of the South-South Cooperation Assistance Fund, initiated by the Chinese government back in 2015. Indonesian authorities raising the alert for a rumbling volcano to the highest level, closing the international airport on the tourist island of Bali, stranding thousands of travelers. Mount Agung has been hurling ash thousands of meters into the atmosphere since Saturday. The small international airport on the neighboring island of Lombok forced to close as the plumes drifted east. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency saying Bali's international airport has been closed for 24 hours. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.